Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines. And as we've already discussed at length with retired Navy Captain Chuck Nash, there could be a two-front war now in the Middle East after rockets were fired from southern Lebanon into northern Israel. No one killed, no claim of responsibility, and no further rocket attacks after a brief artillery response from the Israelis. But now there is clearly concern that there could be some force such as Hezbollah, such as Hamas in Lebanon, such as other forces aligned with Syria that could be engaging with Israel after Israel's onslaught against Hamas inside Gaza. Former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations Dan Gillerman says the Lebanese information minister insists that the rocket attack was not initiated by Hezbollah.
As far as we understand, these rockets were not fired by Hezbollah. In fact, we even got a message from the Lebanese government that they're going to try and prevent anything like this happening in the future.
Gillerman also says it's worth noting that there haven't been any subsequent rocket attacks since that one barrage.
The way it looks at the moment, it has not developed into a major threat, and we hope that the Lebanese government that is responsible will see to it that nothing like that happens again.
Of course, it's rocket attacks consistently from Hamas inside Gaza that finally sent Israeli forces into Gaza, first through air power, second on the ground with tanks and troops, in order to stop those rocket attacks from being possible in the future. Gillerman says he hopes Hamas has learned its lesson.
I think they're aware of the capabilities and the preparedness of the Israeli army, and I hope very much that their assessment is the right one and that they will not do anything rash.
Meanwhile, an agreement in principle has been reached at the UN Security Council between Arab and Western nations on a ceasefire for the Gaza Strip. The agreement has been reached after a day of talks on brokering a peace agreement. Israel and Hamas militants in Gaza have been battling for nearly 2 weeks after both sides said the other broke a truce. So far, more than 750 Palestinians and 11 Israelis have been killed. Meanwhile, the UN is packing up shop and leaving Gaza, saying it's just not safe to stay there for humanitarian purposes anymore. That's the story, according to reporter Nathan King.
That humanitarian corridor is open to question and is very dangerous. Will mean that this crisis once again goes into its 13th day as bloody, as difficult, and as bitter on different sides.
Delivery of relief supplies were stopped after a driver was killed, and as the aforementioned violence in Lebanon raised the possibility of a wider conflict, Mr. King says Israel, while taking on a lot of international criticism for the scope of its response to Hamas rocket attacks, is holding firm to its required details for a ceasefire.
Israel and the United States have said that it will be opened only after security guarantees, that is, no more firing of rockets, no more smuggling weapons through these secret tunnels, which the Israeli Defense Force has been targeting.
On the domestic side, President-elect Barack Obama today, speaking at George Mason University in Virginia, warning of dire consequences, as he puts it, without bold action on a new economic stimulus plan. Obama says we could be stuck in a recession for many years without swift, aggressive action.
It will certainly add to the budget deficit in the short term. But equally certain are the consequences of doing too little or nothing at all. For that will lead to an even greater deficit of jobs, incomes, and confidence in our economy.
Mr. Obama says there's plenty of blame to be spread around for our current economic crisis.
Banks made loans without concern for whether borrowers could repay them. And some borrowers took advantage of cheap credit to take on debt they couldn't afford. Politicians spent taxpayer money without wisdom or discipline.
Also, Obama says that it's important to make sure that we keep and create as many jobs as possible. His goal on that front, 3 million either created or saved, including new green industry jobs. He also says government spending has to be curbed.
We have to make tough choices and smart investments today so that as the economy recovers, the deficits start coming down.
Critics, though, say that while Obama says he wants to cut spending, he's actually proposing one of the biggest spending packages in American history. As far as congressional Republicans, House Republican leader John Boehner of Ohio emphasized a measured approach to healing the nation's economic distress. In layman's terms, he's hopeful there's a bipartisan approach and Republicans have a voice in the solution.
I look forward to seeing that plan, the details of that plan, and a willingness of our colleagues on the Democrat side of the aisle to work with us to craft a plan that can pass in a bipartisan fashion.
And it's official today for Obama.
The whole number of electors appointed to vote for President of the United States is 538, of which a majority is 270. Barack Obama of the state of Illinois has received for President of the United States 365 votes.
And quickly on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 27 points to 87.42, the NASDAQ up 18 to 16.17, the S&P 500 up 3 to 9.10, oil losing 93 cents a barrel to close at $41.70 per barrel. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll find out if the media is going soft on Barack Obama when it comes to his economic stimulus plan. We'll also hear from Professor Larry Sabato about whether the Electoral College needs some amending or it's just fine the way it is. And when we come back, we'll hear about John Gizzi's interview with President Bush. Stay tuned.